Come on in.
Grab your cup and be a part of the conversation. Coffee Talk on 1580 103.3 WPKY worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Well, we've got a treat for you this morning. Tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Good morning. My name is Dee Robinson. I live here in Eddyville, Kentucky. I'm originally from New York City, but I took the long route through Fort Lauderdale, Florida for many, many years, where I met my husband, who was born and raised in Paducah. And when it was time for us to retire from our business, he brought me here.
Well, I don't blame him. It's gorgeous, right?
Well, it's a lot easier to relocate to Kentucky than to the Bronx, okay?
Oh my goodness. So you were raised in the Bronx. So that's got to be like a major culture shock for you.
It's called a vertical curve. Yes, yes. I'm a second-generation Sicilian immigrant from New York City. And like I said, I met my husband in a country western bar 41 years ago, and here I am.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. One of the reasons why I've got you on here, I hear you're just an amazing lady, but you make these quilts. And I had a little sneak peek. Miss Marty Pressler, I love that sweet woman. And she showed me some pictures of your quilts, and they're beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So what got you started making quilts?
Well, after I met my husband, 6 months later we were married. That was 41 years ago. He brought me to Paducah, and I saw this quilt museum. And I said, what do you know, a quilt museum? I never heard of such a thing. And I went in, and I said, I've got to learn how to do this. And I'm kind of self-taught, only to find out that my husband had some relatives that also quilted. And I just sort of got into it myself very, very slowly, and admiring so many people who do find joy. I would sit there and do Super Mario video games at night while my husband's watching television. But now I can sit there and do my hand quilting, and I got something to show for my efforts, you know. But through so many friends who I met, and I started going to the quilt show. And the best thing I could advise anybody who even thinks about having an interest is to take some of the classes that are taught by the experts, and that will really get you going. And it got me going. And you sort of figure out which area you like best. And I settled into wool appliqué, which is what I've been doing lately.
My grandmother used to quilt, and I used to love to sit down with her and help her make the squares. But we did, you know, kind of an embroidery thing, I think, is what she did, and an approach to that. So you got to tell me what wool applique is.
Well, like you said, the embroidery, one of my husband's, you know, his aunt, we have one of her quilts. It's cross-stitched and then quilted over. So there are very many variations of it, or what we in the business kind of call whack and stack. You know, cutting and seaming together and cutting, you know, all these little pieces together. And the applique is a little different. You're cutting out figures and images and leaves and flowers and things, and then hand stitching them onto the fabric. And the wool, I just like the feel of it, and the intensity of the color. And what I've been doing lately is, you know, applying the wool fabric to a flannel or a wool background and then quilting around it. It's a little, it has a little more drama to it. And that's what I'm comfortable doing. I started through the years, I would work on blocks where I could travel with them and take my block 37,000 feet, you know, in the air.
Wow.
In business. So, and it was kind of funny because a flight attendant would come up and go, oh, that's so pretty. That my grandmother used to do that. I'm like, yeah, well, maybe you should learn. You'd have some fun too. You know, I had I'll tell you briefly, quick story. We have a lovely lady who is house sits for us when my husband and I do travel, so we don't have to put our pets and we don't have to board them. And one day, 2 years ago, she said, you know, you have all these pretty quilts on your beds and on your chairs. Could you teach me how to quilt? Well, she was only 29 years old, and I was so excited to have a young person that showed an interest in it. I said, well, sure, honey, come on, let's go to the quilt show together. And she was just awestruck. And I said, where else can you find 30,000 women in one place at one time, all with a smile on their face?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And she has gotten into it, and I'm very pleased. I wish more young people would give it a shot. It's something that you can spend your time on and have something to show for it when you're done.
So which quilts, what are the quilts like that you're showing this year? Because you're showing this week, right?
Yes. There's a show in Grand Rivers. It's not a competitive show. It's just a display going on the same time as the Paducah show. And I really strongly encourage the local people to go to the Grand River show. These are quilts done by locals, and they're real quilts. They're the kind that you would actually use and put on a bed, unlike the gorgeous fiber art work that you see at the quilt show. I have two quilts in that show. One is a pieced quilt, and it's all in greens. And it was inspired years ago. We started driving up here, and a husband wanted to get a house and sort of ease me into this. And the two-hour drive from Nashville Airport to Catawba was the same. The only thing that changed were the seasons, and it went from a spring green to a deep summer green to the many colors of fall, and then just the evergreens in the winter. And I kept noting this. Nothing changed except the colors, and I started buying fabrics in those colors. And this particular quilt is called the Colors of Kentucky, and that will be at the show there in Grand Rivers. And the other one is Sweethearts of the Forest, I believe, and they're heart motifs with male and female critters on them. And it was displayed last year at the Paducah show. At the Paducah show this year, I have another critter display going up with that'll be shown at similar, but they're not little sweethearts. They're just woodland critters is the name of the quilt, and it's a colored wool on a black flannel background.
It is beautiful. That your quilts are gorgeous, though. The Kentucky colors, I gotta say, man, that has a vibrancy, and I don't know how you decide how you're, you know, what does what my line will be when I quilt through the clouds. But you had this way of quilting in like an up and down, almost like a roller coaster, you know, across the clouds, and it just makes the clouds look like they're moving.
Well, thank you. I'm not going to take credit for quilting that one, however, Anita Shackelford. A master blaster, I call her. I sent my quilt top to her because the pieces were so tiny. I was going to have to hand quilt through, like, where the seams were like four layers, and I couldn't. So she machine quilted that for me, and she's world renowned. Contest, you know, has written books, lectured, gives classes and stuff, and I'm very, very blessed to have her as a friend who has assisted me with the machine quilting. I enjoy my hand quilting, but it is time consuming. And at some point in life, you acknowledge your mortality and realize if you want to get this done, you might want to think about having that machine quilted. The first quilt I started, and I would advise people on this one too, do not let your first project be a king size hand quilted project. It took me years to finish it.
Oh my goodness.
So start small and get bigger. I'm gonna take a class in machine quilting at the show this year. I don't know how far I'll get with it because my love still is my handwork. I still enjoy doing my hand quilting and my hand applique and my hand piecing. It's a very peaceful thing. Husband goes out on the lake fishing, and I go in my sewing room.
And I love
that. That's called retirement for us.
Well, I just love that. So, once again, you're showing in Grand Rivers, and folks can see that show, and it sounds like that's a beautiful thing to take anyone to. And then this week, the Paducah Quilt Show is going on, right?
Yes, and that's, I think they've had entries from like 30 different countries, something like that. The quilt that I was just so honored to have something displayed you know, not just necessarily that I was a semi-finalist. My goodness, I don't have 674,000 pieces in my quilt like some of these masters do. But it is on display, and I'm very honored. In fact, I even told the director for AQS, I said, "Ma'am, you could hang this in underground parking, and I would still consider it an honor to be amongst the best." So that's it's pretty exciting to go to, and I encourage everybody. If you can't get to Paducah, do try Grand Rivers. Grand Rivers is not a contest; it's just a display.
But as a semifinalist, that feels pretty good, doesn't it?
It's somewhat of a, it's kind of like validating,
right?
You know, a 40 year effort that, and I only did it just kind of for fun, you know. I said, let me see what they say, and when I got the positive response back, I was absolutely floored. That is a win in my book. Because we have any local entries, you know, there at the show. So the award ceremony is tonight, and my husband and I will be going, and I'm just anxious to see, you know, see the ones that really do score the top prizes, because they are works of art, and there's something worth seeing. They really are.
Well, we are so proud of you, and I'm excited for you, and I hope you win it all, young lady.
Oh, you're blessed. Thank you so much for even inviting me to speak on this. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Coffee Talk.
Good morning, Carla Kim.
Our chance to get together and catch up on what's going on in our area.
Thanks for letting me come over, you guys.
Got a show idea or something you'd like to share? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com.
We'll be down to visit real soon.
For additional information on today's topics and past guests, visit our website at WPKYonline.com.
Y'all come back now.
Welcome home.
We'll be back soon. I promise.
Y'all come back.
1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton, an Edge Media Group station.